Okay, good morning. Today's shiur is Sefer Sota, Daf Mem Hey. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Khan family, Lozecha Nishmas Moshe Eliezer ben Binyamin. And we're going to learn today's shiur also Lozecha Nishmas Ephraim Fishel ben Menachem Mendel, whose yahrzeit was yesterday. We're going to read with the Gemara. The Mishnah had said that the parsha of Egla Rufa is said Golashon HaKodesh. And the question is, Gemara is going to ask, where did we learn that from? So Gemara says, Maika Amar. Where did we learn? Again, we're talking about the Gemara on Memdalim Abbas. So where did we learn? Where does the Tanakhama learn that the parsha of Egla Rufa has to be said Balashon HaKodesh? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Abo Hakikamar." This is what this is the Kavanah of the Mishnah, what it meant to say, that Egla Rufa is said Balashon HaKodesh. How do you know? Shene Mar, because it says in the parsha of Egla Rufa, "Va'anu va'amru." The words "va'anu va'amru," "ulahanu ulahalanu omer," and by the parsha we learned last week, by the parsha of the brachos and klalos that are given on Har Gerizim and Har Eval, it says "va'anu halaviyim va'amru." Right? Elgi kol yisrael b'kol ram. This whole thing there has to be "anu va'amru b'kol ram," and this we learned the gezeirah shava ma'ani ha'amura lahalon. Just like the amira that said there by the brachos and klalos and Har Gerizim and Har Eval, it's Belashon HaKodesh, have to be said Dafka Belashon HaKodesh. Afkan, so too by the parsha of Egla Rufa, must be said Belashon HaKodesh. And then the Mishnah continues, V'seder Egla Rufa Ketzad, Ki Yimotze Chalob Adam V'yotze Kinech V'shotech V'shloshim V'based in the Gadol Shibishlaim HaYotze. And that's, they just continue doing the rest of the Mishnah. So I saw, it's interesting, you learned Xer Shavar from Har Gerizim and Har Eval, and it says, but Kol Ram by Har Gerizim and Har Eval. Similar Kol Ram by the Birchas Kohanim has to be Kol Ram. So the whole thing, whether or not the din that we learned last week about Shomei Ka'one, can the Zakenim do use Shomei Ka'one when it comes to the parsha of Egla Rufa? So it's telling the same machlokas we discussed last week. Okay, so the Mishnah continued. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Chamisha. Rabbi Yehuda says that five of the Zakenim have to come out to visit and to see the place, and Rav Shimon said three. So Tana Rabban, we're going to now bring the Braisa that where Rabbi Yehuda is where Yehuda's law is clearly laid out. The Braisa says V'yatzu zekeinecha v'shavtecha. The pasuk says V'yatzu zekeinecha v'shavtecha. Zekeinecha is lashon rabim. What's the minimum of lashon rabim? The minimum of lashon rabim is two. So zekeinecha is shnayim. Veshovtecha, and Yeshovtim have to go with also, that's also minimum plural, and the minimum of plural is Shnayim, that's two, so you have four. Vish, ain Beis Din Shakal, since you can't have an even Beis Din, you can't have an even amount of people making decisions in a certain place, except in other places, you can't have an even amount of people, so therefore, Mosifin Alein Odechad, you have to add one more. And therefore, Hare Kan Chamisha, therefore you have five. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, that's the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda. But Rav Shimon says Zekeinecha, he only uses Zekeinecha, Ishnayim. The Ein Beis Din Shakal can't have an even amount of people. Mosif Nalein Od Echad. And therefore you add one more person, Arei Kan Shlosha. So Rav Shimon doesn't learn out from Shoftecha, he only learns out from Zekeinecha. So Gemara is going to ask, hi, Rav Shimon Nami Haksiv Vishoftecha. What about the fact that it says Vishoftecha? And from there you should add an extra two Dayanim. So the Gemara says, the word Vishoftecha is needed to teach me that the Dayanim that come out to visit the corpse, they have to be special Dayanim. Who are the special Dayanim? Those are the Shoftecha who sit in the Lishkas HaGazitz. They have to be members of the Sanhedrin HaGadolah from Yerushalayim. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, how do you learn that the Dayanim have to be those who come from the Sanhedrin who sit in the Lishkas HaGazitz? Because you use Shoftecha to teach me you need an extra two. So he says, Mizikne ziknenecha nafka. It could have said Mizikne irecha, but it says, right, it could have said Zikne, instead it says Zikenecha. Therefore, from this change of the Lashon, that the Torah could have used Zikne, instead of learning Zikenecha, you can learn two things. Number one, you can learn it has to be Zikenecha from the Sanhedrin. Number two, you can add an extra two. So Gemara asks, Rabbi Shimon, how come you don't learn that from Zikenecha? Why don't you learn, if you learn that the Sanhedrin comes from Zekeinecha, then you can also learn Shoftecha to teach you that there's another two. Rav Shimon, Ikas of Rachman and Ziknei, had it just said Ziknei, like Rabbi Yehuda said it should have written, Hava mina filo Ziknei Ashuk. I would think it would just been any two Zekeinim that are not from the Sanhedrin, it's just two old guys. Therefore, Ikas of Rachman and Zekeinecha, to teach you that it has to be Daka Dayanin from the Sanhedrin. But if it had just written Zekeinecha, Havamina without Shoftecha, so Havamina filu Sanhedrin Kitana. You would think maybe at just Sanhedrin, each city had a Sanhedrin of 23. So maybe it could have been two. Maybe it could have just been people from that Sanhedrin, from the lower court.
Chasav Rachmano v'shoftecha. Therefore, the Torah has to write v'shoftecha. Teach you l'miyuchad v'shoftecha. It has to be dafka from the Sanhedrin Hagadol, and therefore he needs the kenecha for the shoftecha Hagadol, and if we only right, and therefore he doesn't learn v'shoftecha because he needs shoftecha. Teach him it has to be from Sanhedrin Hagadol. So Gemara asks Rabbi Yehuda, right? Rabbi Yehuda Gamar Ziknei Ziknei Mi Ziknei Eder. So Rabbi Yehuda, if he doesn't need the extra Zikenecha to be Mamait Zikenim from the 23, right? So how does he know that it has to be the Zikenim from the 71? Maybe you can be the Zikenecha to be from the 23. So he learns a Gzeir Shabbat from here to Ziknei Eder by the Parsha of Parelam Davash Tzibur. The Parsha of Parelam Davash Tzibur means that if the Sanhedrin make a mistake, there's a certain carbon that they have to bring. We'll learn that in Mitzvah Shem. We get to Gemara in Sanhedrin. It's also a lot in the Parsha of in the Masechta of Horios. So there it says the words. It says the word Zikne Eidah. Malah Halam Yuchadam Shabbat. It's just over there by the Parandav Shabbat. It has to talk about a sin that's done by the Sanhedrin Agadola, the Miyuchadim Shabbat. So there too, Afkan the Miyuchadim Shabbat. So there too, it has to be here too. It's also the Miyuchadim Shabbat. It's also the Sanhedrin Agadola. The Igamar. If you learn a Gzeir Shavah and Parnel of Tzibur, why stop halfway? Let's go all the way. You'll learn the whole, a complete Gzeir Shavah. Ligamar Lekulei Milsam Hasam. Learn everything out from there. Learn all the dinim from there. Not just Mikhadim Shabbat Eidah. Let's learn everything out there also. That you need five. Because he learns five from there also. Why do you have to learn that only the Sanhedrin Gedolah from there, but you learn that the five from our pasuk, make the Gzeir Shavah complete across the board. So then, and if that's the case, Zekeinecha V'Shavtecha Lamali. So why do I need Zekeinecha V'Shavtecha in our parsha here? We'll learn out that you need five from there. Zekeinecha V'Shavtecha are now open for a limud according to Rabbi Yehuda. So the Gemara says, you're right. There's no Gzeir Shavah here from Parnel Davash Al Tzibur, but what happens to the words V'Shavtecha? You need Ella Vav V'Shavtecha L'Minyona. He says the word Vav is extra. Right, and that comes to teach me the Dayanim. Extra word of Vav, you can be Dorish the Vav, Rav Shimon, right, Vav of Mashmalei. He doesn't learn anything out from the Vav. So now the Gemara is going to ask, based on Rav Shimon, based on both on Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Shimon, Elamayata, that you're learning Zekenecha Vashavtecha to learn out the amount of Dayanim, right? Three according to Rav Shimon, five according to Rabbi Yehuda, right, that you need these amount of people to come to measure to the proximity of which city. So they're going to ask a question, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, that you should add an extra four dayanim. Because the pasuk says, what's the full pasuk? It says, Vayotzu zekeinecha v'shavtecha, umadadu el haharim, asher sivos hahechal. So it says, Vayotzu, that's also plural. That should be another two. Shnayim, umadadu, that's also plural. That should be another two. So Rabbi Yehuda harekan tisha, Rabbi Shimon harekan shiva. So you should have nine according to Rabbi Yehuda, add four more. At seven, according to Rav Shimon, add four more. I just saw that. I don't understand necessarily the question. Zekeinecha v'shavtecha is talking about people. That's talking about who. V'yatzu m'madu is the actions that are supposed to be done. So I don't know. But you already know zekeinecha v'shavtecha is plural. So what are you supposed to say? V'yatzu shavtecha? It doesn't. I don't know. I don't know. It doesn't make sense. And to me, I saw also it brings down. The Aruch on Aaron, Sanhedrin, Daf Yudal, yes, it's not, it's because, right, he says exactly, so Kenechem Shavtecha is Medaber B'dayonim Atzmam, and therefore, since it's talking about Lashon Rabbim, you have to say V'yotzev Maladu, and it's not talking about the Gufa Dayonim, it's just talking about what the answer is supposed to do. But the Gemara takes it, has Avim to say that those two words should have taught you, they should bring extra Dayonim. So the Gemara says, no, those two words are not extra, they're not Meyus, so we need those words for other drushas. Ahumi boy lechidasanya. We need those for what it says in the brisa. V'yatzu. What's v'yatzu? Hein v'lo shluchehen. V'yatzu means them, but not the shluchen. Only the Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin can't appoint a shliach. Right? Umadadu, and madadu was madadu means shafidah nimtzav alaliir. Even if you find a mamish right next to the city, so you know for sure which one is close. Again, it goes into the issue of rov and karov that's brought down. Maybe we'll talk about it later, right? And it's Galilee and Pasha that this is the closer city, right? How you mowed them? They would still measure. Why? Because there's a mitzvah to deal with measurements. You're supposed to deal with measurements, even no matter how close you are to the city. So, what's the Hava mean that you could do? doesn't what Tehava means was that you can do shlichus over here, right? You have to do measurement, right? So measuring is maybe some people say that some it worked out that just like you can't have a shlichus when it comes to tefillin, because a mitzvah of a gufo. So how can you have shlichus over here? You can't have a shlichus. Famous Tosfos says, you can't have a shlichus who says you can sit in the sukkah for me. So here you have to do the measurement. Maybe you can't have a shlichus that's supposed to do the measurement. But here the Nachal Eson, which is from Chaim Kani Efsky Sefer, says no, it's different because there would have been a havamina because it's not necessarily that the mitzvah is on the guf that you have to measure. The mitzvah is that there has to be a measurement done. And there has to be a measurement done. Maybe the havamina would be that somebody else could do that measurement for you. It would still take place, and therefore you would need the pasuk. You need the pasuk to exclude shlichus when it comes to the measuring. But now, what happens if it's something's found close to the city? So what's the you know which city it's close to? You know which town has to bring the egla rufa. So what's the point of doing the measurement? So Be'er Sheva brings down that the reason is because the time of the purpose of the medida is for the parsing madavar to make it clear to everybody what's going on, because maybe through the pirsum we'll get some evidence, we'll accumulate evidence, we'll find out who the rotzeach is. And also I saw it brought down that there has to they have to bring down it, maybe it's also if you find out who the mace is by publicizing it, then there could be a woman involved here who doesn't know her husband is missing, or doesn't know her husband is dead, they get rid of the aguna. So by doing the medida, by doing the measurement, it's a whole big process, and it publicizes the issue, and when it publicizes the issue, then the person, maybe the woman will find out that it's her husband, and she won't be left as an aguna. So the Mishnah Lamelech says that the medida also is that medida is not only necessary to find out which city is close, there's a mitzvah of medida, it's part of the process. It doesn't matter that it's necessary. You know for sure it's which one it's closest to. There's still a mitzvah of doing medida. Okay, so now we're on Menuches Amud Aleph. We're by the words Masnisin. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 7, 8 lines down from the top of Menuches Amud Aleph. So Masnisin, our Mishnah, who Mishnah says that you have these 5 or 7 going out. The lo k'rabbelazer ben Yaakov. It doesn't go according to the sheet of Rabbelazer ben Yaakov. The Tanya, because we're learning a brayso, Rabbelazer ben Yaakov Omer, Rabbelazer ben Yaakov says, Zikeinecha is the Sanhedrin. Shoftecha, the word Shoftecha teaches you Melech v'kohen gadol. He says Zikeinecha from alone. Zikeinecha, he learned that the Sanhedrin have to go out. But from the word Shoftecha, you learn that the king and the kohen gadol have to go out. So how do you know the king and the kohen gadol is included in the word Shoftecha? So he says, "Diksev," because the pasuk Mishnah says, "Melech b'mishpat yamid aretz." A melech and mishpat. You see that the melech is considered the shoftecha, and the kohen gadol says, "Uvasal kohenim levim v'halavim ve'ela shofet asher yeh v'yamim ahem v'darash v'vigilus dvar mishpat." You see that the kohen gadol is included, or at least the kohanim are included in the concept of shoftecha. So therefore, he said our Mishnah doesn't go according to him, because our Mishnah doesn't mention the kohen gadol and the melech going out to do the medida, to do the measuring. So Ibailu, but they asked in the yeshiva, Rabbelazer ben Yaakov and Melech v'Kohen Gadol, does he only argue on the fact that the Melech and the Kohen Gadol have to go out? Aval b'Sanhedrin ikrab Yehuda ikrab Shimon, but the amount of Sanhedrin that has to go out, does he agree according to Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda? Mean, does he agree that's either 5 or 7, right? O Dilma b'Sanhedrin amid polig, or maybe he argues also with the Sanhedrin. Adi ikar kula Sanhedrin. When he says the word Sanhedrin, it means all 71. Everyone has to come out to do it. It'd be a whole big brouhaha going on. And the purpose being, again, maybe to find out who the rotzeach is, or to identify the niftar, so the woman won't be in aguna. So Amar Rav Yosef, the Gemara is going to try to bring a brisa to prove that Rav Elazar argues that even on the amount of the judges that have to go out, and says the entire Sanhedrin has to go out. So just keep a hook up for a second. Amar Rav Yosef, Tashma, we're learning the brisa. The concept of Zakin Mamre. Zakin Mamre is a person in the Sanhedrin who gives a psak against what the psak of the Sanhedrin, what the Sanhedrin gives, and he stays by it, and he goes back to his town, and he gives a psak against the Sanhedrin, so he's Chayav Misa. So Matzon Zakin Mamre. They found him, they convicted him of being a Zakin Mamre, but not in the Lishkos HaGazis, not in the courthouse that's in the Lishkos HaGazis, but a Bei Pagi, someplace else outside of the walls. Machlokes what Bei Pagi is, we'll say it's not in the Lishkos HaGazis. The 71 met somewhere and they paskin that he's a Zakin Mamre, not inside, but not at the Lishkos HaGazis. V'himra lehin, and nevertheless he goes and he's more against what the Sanhedrin HaGadol told him. So Yochol Yitei Yochol Tiyam Rasom Hamra. So maybe you would say that his Hora would make him a Zakin Mamre, now it would be chayev, and now he'd be chayev misa. So Talmud Lomer by the parsha Zakei Mamre, it says the kamtov alisa el amakom. It's only in the makom it has become a Zakei Mamre. Melamed shah makom, meaning the makom that's specific for the moshe of Sanhedrin, which is the lishkas hagazis, that's going for him to be a Zakei Mamre, and that's why he's chedek. So therefore, if they find him chutzul lishkas hagazis and he asks there and they're horror not to do like him outside, he doesn't have the din of zakin mamre and he doesn't have the din of chenek. So the Gemara says now, again, this took place abe pagei. It was outside of the lishkas hagazis. So the nafik kama. How many of the yonim went out to the base pagei? Elam of the nafik mixason. If only some of the Sanhedrin went out. If only some of them went out to give the din against the Zakin Mamre, deal Mahanach Ika Gavaika Vasisvile. How could they pass the Zakin Mamre? Maybe the people inside that are left inside, they hold like this guy. They hold like this Rav, and you can't have a psak like this. Maybe he'll convince everybody else. El Pshita Dafakulu. Must be that all the Dayanim, the entire 71, left. So the Gemara says, Lumai, how could they go outside? What were they going outside for? Ilu Dvarishus, if they went out for a Dvarishus, Mimatsi Nafki. How can they go out for Dvar Rishus? Again, this is during, I guess, normal business hours. After the time's over, they can go home, but they can't. They don't go out as a unit for Dvar Rishus. V'haksiv, the pasuk says in Shir Shirim, Shorerecha Agan Hasar Al Yafsar Hamezek. So, which means that they're learning that they darshan that this is on the Sanhedrin that was sitting. They sit right in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. V'amru Al Yafsar Hamezek. What is mezek? It's the lashon of Rashi as the lashon of Yayin Mozek of distilling of the wine, which used to put in, right? That you used to put in, I think, it was a third water or two thirds wine or a third water or something like that. The point being that a third of Sanhedrin, like the Yayin Mozek, had to always be sitting in the chambers. She'im nitzrach echad mehem lotzeis. If one of them wants, one of the young wants to leave the lishkas hagazich, im yesham esrim mishlosha kineged Sanhedrin katan yotze. Only if they're 23, one third left in the lishkas hagazis, can you leave? You can't leave less than 23 people in the Sanhedrin. The imlav ain't a yotze, but if not, they're not yotze. So how can it possibly be that everyone left for a dvar reshus? El pshitil dvar mitzvah. Must be that they left for a dvar mitzvah. Oh, so they're outside for a dvar mitzvah now, and that's where they give the psak of the zakin mamre. Ah, so what lamai? What's the dvar mitzvah that all the Sanhedrin is coming out? Lamai lav the medidas egla. Must be that they're coming out to measure the egla arufa, to measure for an egla arufa. Right, and then Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakovi, and therefore you see, and this is the price of Elazar ben Yaakovi. You see that he's also chalik on our mission about the amount of people that go out, because the entire Sanhedrin has to go out to measure, not five or seven. The Gemara says, no. Who says that the dvar mitzvah that they're going out for is for medidas eglarufa? Amar le'avaye, lo dilma lahosif al ir ve'alazaros. Maybe they're going out to expand the borders of the city of Yerushalayim or the Azaros. Maybe they're going in order to expand the borders of Yerushalayim, which has nafkaminas when it comes to eating karbanos, and the same thing with the Azaros, because you only can eat certain things in certain places. So maybe they're going out to be mostly on the ear, and that's the mitzvah that they're going out for. Who says it's going out for medidas egla rufa? So kedetznag, and Abaye says it's like learning a mission. The mosifin al ear al Azaros el beveisin joshu vevechad. You need the basin of 71 in order to expand the borders. So why do you say that this is definitely about Medida? If it's not about Medida, maybe Rav Elazar doesn't argue about the five or seven in the Mishnah. So we say, no. Now we're going to bring an explicit brisa like Rav Yosef. Right, the Tanya Kavaseh to Rav Yosef, Matzah na Beis Pagi. They found the Zakin Mamre in the Beis Pagi, the Himra Alayhin, and he became a Mamre. And what's the case? Kigon Sheyotzul Medidas Egla. It says clear right here. Either they went out for the Dvar Mitzvah of Medidas Egla, or the Hosif Ali Ir Valazaros, Yachotim Hamraso Hamra, Tamalomer, Vakam Tvalisa, Melamed Shamakam Gorim. So even though they were out here to measure the Egla Rufa, that nevertheless he's not a Zakei Mamre because it was in Beis Pagi, it wasn't Lishkas HaGazis. As you see clear from here that he holds that the entire Sanhedrin, all 71, have to go out to measure. Okay. The Mishnah says, Nimtza, if you find the corpse in the field, it's tamun, meaning it's covered. Tamun bakal, it's covered by stones, or it's taloyin ba'ilan, or it's hanging in a tree. Then they wouldn't do the egla roof in this case, because the pasuk says ba'adama. It has to be on the ground and not tamun and not tamun bakal, not covered up by stones. It has to be exposed on the ground. Let's say lema masnisin. Should we say that our Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, he below Rabbanan, doesn't go like Rabbanan, the Tanya, because we have a brisa that says, talking about the concept of shichacha. Shichacha, again, is if you harvest in your field and you leave, you forget certain things in the field, then you're not allowed to go back and pick it up, and it's left, it's one of the matnos aniyim. It has to be picked up by the aniyim. So let's just say that our Mishnah, who says that who says that tamun is not an eglaruf, but goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, doesn't go according to Rabbanan. Why? Because the pasuk says v'shachachta omer basada. Right? If you left over the omer in the field, prat l'tamun, that comes to exclude tamun, something that is covered. Right, something that's not, if it's covered, then that's not considered shechcha. Give Rabbi Yehuda, you can go back and you can get it. But chachamim omrim basada, chachamim say no, basada means larabos as a tamun. And even if it's covered, even if the shechcha is covered, then that's still considered lo sasha lakafto, you can't go back and get it. So you see, according to Rabbi Yehuda, from the word sada, you come to be my tamun. And from the chachamim, from the word sada, you come to be the rabos tamun. So maybe you'll also here make the same leader by adama. Rabbi Yehuda says adama is prat la tamun. Right, and that's the point of Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim would say that Adama would include Taman. So we say, no, I'm a Rabbi Field, Tamer Rabbanan. Now, our Mishnah even goes according to Rabbanan, because you have to look at the context of what the Pesukim are talking about. Hachem en yonah dekro, v'hasem en yonah dekro. Just look at the context. Here in Egla Rufa, you should dorish the word in according to its context. V'hasem over there also, en yonah dekro, dorish according to its context. Why Egla Rufa, the Ksiv, Kin Yimotze Cholol? It says ki yamatzei chalos. So from the ki yamatzei, hechla de mishtachas. It's mashma anywhere you find it. That's what the context of the pasuk is. Then it says ba'adama. So ba'adama is coming to be mamai. So prat l'tamun. So here it's coming to exclude a case of where it's covered. But that's the context in our case, in our pasuk. But hasam in yonah dekra. But there you have to look at the context of that pasuk when it comes to shechcha. Right? It says there deksev ki tzik or ksir chabasatcha v'shachachta omer. Right, shicha doing the katsir. It says ksira and sadcha, so it's shicha and ksira in the same pasuk. Right, so ma katsir begolui, just like katsir has to be exposed. Av shicha begolui, so too shicha begolui should be exposed. So therefore, the lead in is that it's everything that it's only if it's exposed, not if it's covered. So therefore, and then katsir rachmana besadeh, then the parsha comes and adds the word sadeh. That's l'rabos as a tamun. That comes to show that not only if it's exposed, even if it's covered, according to Chachamim. So you just have to look at the context. So the Gemara says, okay, Rabbi Yehuda nami typically mishicha dumi the katsir. Let Rabbi Yehuda also learn out that everything, only if it's exposed, right, from shicha dumi the katsir, only if it's exposed it should be, and that's Rabbi Yehuda can learn a shita. So he says, no, einach nami, you're right, he does learn that from there. So according to that, basada lamili. So what? But then there's the word sada, which the Rabbanan used to be mimait, something that's tamun. So what does Yehuda do with the word sada? So ela basada lamili mi boyle le rabo shicha kama. He comes to use basada to exclude that that shicha, even if you forgot to chop down an entire section, not just if you chopped it and you're carrying it and you forgot it there, but even if you just forgot a whole section, that's also considered shicha. So the Gemara asks, Rabbanan shichas kama min aluhu? How did Rabbanan learn about shichas kama? So they learn out, nakule mi kisik or kitzircha basadcha. The extra word basadcha. Because it could have been enough to just write kisik or kitzircha vishachachta oma basadcha. But it says the ex basadcha. It says the word basadcha. So therefore they learn that it comes to include even shichas kama. So Rabbi Yehuda, so what about Rabbi Yehuda? What does he learn from the extra basadcha? Rabbi Yehuda mi boile lichid de Rabbi Abo, Amar Rabbi Lazar. He learns that for the din of Rabbi Abo, the Amar Rabbi Abo, Amar Rabbi Lazar. That comes to teach you that if your wheat somehow blew and flew into your friend's field and rested over there, that's not considered shichcha. According to Machlokes Rashi Rambam, what's the case whether you actually knew that it blew there or that you just didn't even know? According to Rashi, it seems that you didn't even know that it blew there, and therefore you're unaware, it's not considered shichcha. According to Rambam, even if you knew that it blew there, it's not sadcha, it's not your field, that's not considered shichcha if it blew into your friend's field. Okay, Rabbanan. So where did the Rabbanan learn this din from? So they say mi besadcha besadcha. It could have said because it says besadcha, right? It could have said besadcha. Why does it say besadcha? It comes to teach you the extra liman. And Rabbi Yehuda besadcha besadcha lo mashma. He doesn't learn out that liman besadcha besadcha. Okay, that's the Rabbi Yehuda to say that our Mishnah goes even according to the Rabbanan. Even the Rabbanan would say that shichacha, that the achal that is tamun does not get the egla rufa. Even though by shichacha if you're tamun, it's still considered shichacha according to the Chachamim. So boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah asks the question. Just a long dot. Safu omarim l'tok sade yomal. Let's say a wind comes and it brings up your wheat and it places them down on a stone or on something. In that it's not munach on the field of your friend. It's just lying on top of something. It has to be badom, it has to be on the ground. Here it's not on the ground. So what's the deal? In your field, it landed on like a stone in your field. So, of your sadek is sadek, is that considered that it's in the field? Because it's like most of Shas, we say that the air is considered part of the ground. Of your sadek is sadek, dummy. Oh, lak is sadek, dummy. Or we say, no, that shicha means, shicha is only when it's munach on the ground itself. And here, that's not on the ground. It's on a stone or it's on something. It's not considered on the ground enough, and therefore there's no shich over there. You can go back and get it. Some of the puppy, but Amri Leishar of Kahana Rav Zvid. He says Tifshot Le. We can answer this. Amar Rabbi Lazar from the din of Rabbi Abba in Rabbi Lazar. The Amar Prat Lishut Safu Amar Matok Sadeh Chaver. He said that we learned to exclude that the Amarim are floating or they're floating in your friend's field. That they're not on the ground of your friend's field. The chaveru ein dafka if they flew and they landed on a stone in your friend's field. That's me. That's the Torah's b'mayit from shichcha. But l'toch sadei lo. But if it happens in your field, that's not a meat from shichcha. So Gemara says, what are you talking about? L'tameich l'toch sadei chaveru tzafui in munachin lo. You're trying to tell me that if it goes into your friend's field, it's not considered shichcha. Only if it's on a stone, but if it's on your friend's ground, that's not considered shichcha. It's what do you do with sadcha? It's still not in your field. That can't be what we're talking about. How about in a misadcha v'leka? If it's in your friend's field, it shouldn't matter whether it's on a stone or whether it's on the ground. Elo l'tov sadeh chaveru. If it goes into your friend's field, afilu menachim. Even if it's on the ground, it's considered not kri shichcha. So how did the kamer tzafu? So why does it say it's floating? Why does it use the word floating? The right she says, no, but floating doesn't mean that floating is not. The word tzafu is going to mean different things now, but tzafu doesn't necessarily mean that it's just not, it's floating in the air, not on the ground. It means, it floated to get there. How else would it have gotten there? But there's no raya from here for our question, which is that if it's in the air space of your field, is that considered shichcha or not? So the Gemara says, let's learn it out from here. Tashma, that's the Toseftan Peya. Omer shehechzik bol alich lebi'ir. Okay, someone takes the Omer from his field in order to bring it to the city. V'heinicho gami chaveiro. And he puts one bundle of the wheat on top of another bundle of wheat, v'shuchcho. And now he forgets it. Right? He harvested it, he's ready to bring it, and now he forgets it. So what's the din? And he forgets about it now. So, tachton shuchcho. The bottom one's shuchcho. That's what the Tosefta says. V'elyon eino shuchcho. But the top one is not considered shuchcho. Rabbi Shimon, that's what Tanakhama says. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda, Omer Rishim Rabbi Shimon, Shnehem Eino Shicha. They're both not considered Shicha, and you can take them both. Right? Hatachton, why is the Tachton not Shicha? It plays Shutaman. Because it's the. One second. Hatachton's not Shicha, because it's covered. It's covered by the other one. It's considered covered. It's not considered by Dub. It's not clear. And therefore, it's like the din of Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore, it's not Shicha. But by Elyon, why is it not shichcha? Mipnei shehutzaf, because it hasn't hit the ground yet. It's considered floating in the air. It's not on the ground yet, so it's not shichcha. So adkan lo pligi el tachton. The only machlok is by the tachton. Above Elyon, divrei kol lo havishicha. Everyone agrees that the top one is not considered shichcha. That seems to answer our question: if it's floating on the ground, is that considered shichcha or not? Here, the Tosefta says that the top one is not considered shichcha at all. That seems to answer our questions. So Gemara says, no, that's not the case. It's not necessarily a raya. Shani Hashem came into Aksik Bei Zokabe. No, because what did he do? What happened with the top one? The top one he already picked up. He already grabbed it. It's shichcha post being koneed. So in that instance, it's not considered shichcha because he already took it already. It's only shichcha if he forgot it in the field. He didn't forget it in the field. He forgot it. He forgot to put it in the car, basically. So he didn't. That's not considered shichcha. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, that the whole issue is whether or not he was machzik before the shichcha, right? My ira gabi chaveru. Who cares that it was resting on top of its another one of its own of a similar type of thing? Even if it's on the field itself, even if it's on the ground itself, that shouldn't be shichcha. So the Gemara says, Ein lechanami. You're right. That's the din. The reason why I said al gabi chaveru mishum tachton. The talk tell us the din. To tell us the din of the Tachton, where there's a machlokus with the Tanakam and Rabbi Shimon, whether or not you know Shicha, whether if it's covered by its own thing, if that's considered Tumen or not. And whether or not that, so that brings into the machlokus of Shimon and right, so the Gemara says, V'habit Nei Shu Tzavka Amar. So the Gemara says, wait, but I don't understand. Why are you telling me that the reason why the top one is not considered Shicha is because it was already koning it? The Tosefta says, Mishnei Shu Tzav. It says clear because it's floating. It's not on the ground. So Amos, now this is how you explain tzaf here. Mipnei shehu kitzaf. It's as if it is tzaf. Rashi says mipnei shehu tzaf shehu poter al shehechzik bo ki'ilu hu odenu tzaf me'al hakarka munach b'yado. It's as if it is tzaf because it's as if it never hit the ground because it's as if it's still in his hand because he was calling it. That's how you interpret the Tosefta. So Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Harini ki ben azay b'shukei Tveria. Today's a good day for me. I'm sharp as a whip. I'm as sharp as ben azay was in Shukei Tveria. Ask me any questions, I'll give you the teretz. So Amar Lei, so they asked Amar Lei, Ahumei Rabbanan, right? Shnei Chalolim. You have two dead bodies. Ze al gabe ze, one on top of the other. And they're a little askew, they're not on top, exactly on top of each other, a little askew, one's closer to one city, one's closer to another city. Mehichan humode, from which one of the dead bodies do you measure? So what's the suffix? Do we say, min b'mino habe tamun? Do we say that, since it's the same thing, it's min b'mino, do we say it's still considered covered? Maybe you say min b'mino is not chote, and it's not, as if it's not covered, it's two of the same things. So do we say min b'mino habe tamun, but min b'mino lo habe tzaf? But mimbamino, since it's the same thing, it's not considered covered, and therefore me'el yomodeid, right? So because mimbamino is tamin, that means the bottom one is covered, but the top one is not floating, and therefore you measure from the top. Odiyomo mimbamino have saf, or maybe from the top one it is considered saf, you can't measure from there, but mimbamino lo have tamin, but it's not considered covered, and therefore mitachto modeid. Odiyomo, or do we say mimbamino have tamin? Maybe say it is tamin. And it's considered floating. You don't measure from any of them because they both violate the needs of where you can have a egla roof. And Rashi brings down. He also has the fourth scenario. Maybe a mimimino is not considered tamun, and mimimino is not considered tsaf, and you have to measure for both of them. So Rashi. So there are four possibilities over here. So the Gemara says, we turn over to Amr Beis Tani Tua. We can learn it out from this Tosefta that we just brought down from the Sefta and Peya. What's the case again? Omer shehichzik bo lolichal ir. You have the omer that you want to bring to the city. Enichol gabech hevera. You put it on top of a different piece of omer. Shichcha. And you forgot it there. The din was what? Hatat on shichcha. The bottom one is shichcha. The elyon ain't on shichcha. The top one is not considered shichcha. But Rishim Yehuda omer Rishim Rishim on shteim ain't on shichcha. Both of them are in shichcha. Why? Hatat on v'deishu tamon. The bottom one's covered, so it's not shichcha. But elyon is not shichcha because it's soft, because it hasn't reached the ground yet. It's still considered floating. So Savrua, the Chachamim thought that what's the machlokus in this Tosefta? The Hanei Tanoi, that these Tanoi, both Tanakama and Rav Shimon Yehuda, agree, Rav Yehuda Sfirulei. They hold like Rav Yehuda, who says, Basadeh Prat L'Tamon. They hold that there is a concept of Tamon when it comes to Shichcha, and if something is covered, it's not... There's no shichcha by Omer Tamun. My life high kamifagi, and this is what the machlokas is. Demar, meaning Rav Shimon ben Yehuda Savar, min b'mino have tamun. Even though it's min b'mino, it's still considered covered. And therefore there's tamun there. Umar, the Tanakama holds lo have tamun. It's not considered tamun. Therefore, by his answering, he's saying, listen, it's machlokas tanoim your question whether or not the bottom one is considered. It's considered tamun. Everyone, you see the brisa here that everyone agrees that the top one is tsaf, but the bottom one is not considered is a machlokas. I don't understand what the chavin is because we just said that tsaf means that he was koneh. I don't know where koneh comes into the equation when it comes to the chalolim. Anyway, so the Gemara says no, that's not the case. That's not what's going on there. That's not how Abaye means to answer that it's a machlokas. Right, because Ik Rabbi Yehuda Sviluhu, if they hold like Rabbi Yehuda, if both the Tanakam and Shimon hold like Rabbi Yehuda, Kule Alma Mimbamino Habi Tamun. Everyone would agree that Mimbamino is considered Tamun, it would be covered, and therefore you wouldn't have the concept of Shichah here. V'hacha b'plukta Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan Kamifati. Now, the machlokus here is the actual machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan that we saw before about whether or not you have the concept of Tamun when it comes to Shichah. The Rabbanan in our Brisa, meaning our Tanakam in our Brisa, holds like Rabbanan, who are cholik Rabbi Yehuda, and they say that even Tamun has the din of Shichah. Therefore, even if it's even Mimbamino, it's considered Tamun, and therefore the Shichah. Rabbi Shimon Yehuda holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that by the din of Tamun, there is a din of Tamun by Shichah. If something's covered, that you don't have the din of Shichah, and therefore, Abaye's answer here is to teach you that Mimbamino, according to everybody, is considered Tamun. And you're seeing here, everyone's considered as Mimbamino Tamun. The question over here is whether or not you hold a Tamun when it comes to Shichah. So the Gemara says, E Hachi, if in the Brisa that they're not cholik, whether Mimbamino is considered Tamun or not, my ira agabe chavero, right? Why? See, if there's no machlokas about Mimbamino having Tamun, the machlokas is whether or not there's a concept of Tamun, so why does the Brisa bring agabe chavero? Why does the Brisa have to bring down specifically that one piece of wheat is sitting on another piece of wheat? Who cares? There's still, if you hold a Tamun, you'll hold that Mimbamino's Tamun also. So he says, Afilu ba'afor b'tsuar nami. The din would be the same thing, whether or not it's covered by dust or it's covered by stones. So Bar says, Ein hachanami. But the reason why it talks about that being covered by the same type of object. This comes to teach you the strength of Rabbi Yehuda, who says that who has the concept of Taman by Shikha, meaning something's covered, there is no Shikha. He's going to say, not only do I hold of Taman, I even hold Mim B'mino when it comes to Taman and Shikha, and that's why he loses that case. Okay. So now that the Mishnah brought down that you don't do Egla Rufa on a Cholol that's Taman, right? And that's Now we're going to bring down other cases where you don't do an egla rufa. So Mishnah says Tanur Rabban Cholol. It says the word Cholol, which is mashma that has to be killed with something like a cherev, something with a sword, right? It has to be killed with iron things. Velo b'chonik, and you don't do egla rufa if you find the person that's just strangled. There was no. I think you need like blunt force. You need some sort of trauma on the body to use that to do egla rufa. So that's where it says Cholol b'chonik. Cholol v'lo mifarfer. It has to be cholol. It has to be dead. You don't do egla rufa if the guy's in the throes of death. Meaning he was stabbed and now he's in the midst of dying. You don't do egla rufa right then and there. You have to wait till he's dead. Machlokes what happens when he dies. If pasuk pshat is that if he dies, that's when you start measuring. Meaning if you find him in the throes of death, and then you leave and you come back and you move somewhere else, so you have to, you know, just writhing in pain. So you start measuring from the place where he died, not from the place where it's apparent that he's going to die. Right? So mefarfer, right, cholol velo mefarfer. And then it says ba'adama, right, velo tam begal, has to be on the ground and not that it's covered by a stone. No fell, it has to have been fallen, velo tola be'ilah, and not hanging in a tree. Basadeh, what's basadeh? Velo tzaf apnei ma'im. It has to be in the field and not that if it's floating in a body of water. Any of those cases, they wouldn't have medida to do egla rufa. So Belazer Omer, Belazer says, no, Bekulon, in all cases, all right, Bekulon, Im Haya Cholol, in all the cases I mentioned before, whether it's Tom Bagal or it's in the tree, as long as it's Cholol, orphan. As long as it's a Cholol, he only holds to the drasha of Cholol, but not all the other drashas. So that's what they ask him. Tanya, Amr Yosef Yehuda, Amr Loch, Rabbi Belazer, they ask Belazer, Iyatamodesh Im Haya Chonuk, Umutal Ba'ashpa Shein Orphan, if he was Chonuk, if he was just strangled and he's lying amongst the refuse in the field, that there wouldn't be egla rufa. Sorry, I'm a cholov alochonik. So you hold of the drasha of cholov alochonik. So hachanami. So why don't you hold of the other drashas? Ba'adam of lotamon v'gal nofel v'lotol be'ilan. Sorry, ba'adam of lotamon v'gal nofel v'lotol be'ilan. Basadu v'tzofal gabi amayim. Why don't you hold of all those other drashas? So Rabbi Lazar says, no, Rabbi Lazar, chol yaseirikziv. I don't hold the same drushes that you do. There's an extra cholol in the pasuk. So I'm going to use the extra cholol to teach me that it definitely has to be, you know, by a sword. But not that, and not something that's strangled. But I don't learn out any of the other drushes. I only learn out because there's an extra cholol. Okay, so the Mishnah continues. Nimsa samach lasvar oli ears rubei ode kachavims. Right, they found next to the city full of goyim, and they wouldn't do egla rufa. Because the whole Gemara says why the ksiv ki yimotze, that it is found, and the mashmas of the pasuk is prat lamotzli, not to something that happens often. If it's next to a city, then where there's often murder, that's not considered a surprise find. It's supposed to be a surprise find. If it's not a surprise find, meaning when typically there are murders in this area, then we don't do egla rufa. The next mission continued. Oh, the irsh ema basin. If it's found near a city that doesn't have a basin, then you don't do egla rufa also. Why? How do we know that you need a basin in that city? The ba'ina, right? The ba'ina ziknei ear. You need, the pasuk says, that to be ziknei ear. The Sanhedrin come out and measure, but then the ziknei ear have to come out and say the whole parasha of the egla rufa. If there's no ziknei ear, veleka. If there's nothing in the city, then you don't have to do. There's no egla rufa in this case because you can't do all the requirements. Then the Mishnah says, "Ein modin el ir sheish ba'beisdin." You don't measure. You only measure close to. You only measure based to cities that have a beisdin. The Gemara says, "Pshita." Of course, you do that because we just said before, if there's no beisdin, that city doesn't do egla rufa. So there's no beisdin. Why are you measuring to that city? Pshita. Cave in the tunnel. The ear ein ba'beisdin. Ani adada the ein modin el ir sheish ba'beisdin. Since an ear that doesn't have a beisdin doesn't do egla rufa at all, doesn't do the whole process at all. Of course, I'm only going to measure to a city that has a beisdin. So the Gemara says, "No, no." Hakamashmal. This is what the Mishnah come to say. Okay, the sign, like we learn in our brisa, minayin sheim nimsa samach liir sheim ba beis din. Let's say you find a chol near a city that doesn't have a beis din. Shemanichin also, you leave this beis din, you leave the city. Umodlin liir sheyesh ba beis din. It's as if the city's not there, and now you do the calculations to the cities that closest cities that have a beis din. How do you know that, right? Talmud Lomar v'lochu ziknei ir ahi. This, right? It says zikne heira hahi. The word ear is extra. So it says mikol makom. Even if their city is not so close to the challah, but they have the beis din, that's the city that you start measuring from. All right, it's 5 more minutes. Let's try to finish up to the next Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Nimsa mechuvah ben shtei ayaros. You find the corpse exactly between two cities. Mamish exactly between two cities. So what's the case? What do you do? Shtei in mevi or shtei agolos. Each city has to bring its own egla rufa. Each city does the egla rufa. We have a suffix here. I guess we go to chumrah. Each one has to bring the egla rufa. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer. That is the din of Rabbi Eliezer. Mashma that the chachamim are cholik on it. And if you look in the Gemara Bechoris, brings down that they are cholik on Rabbi Eliezer. This is on the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer. They would say either, what's the other two situations? Either we don't know, so neither of them bring, or they share one. Those are the other two sheets that are brought down. But, and it also says, Ein Yerushalayim mevi egla rufa. Yerushalayim is considered a city, it's treated like a city that doesn't have a beis din for whatever reason, because, and we'll see in the Gemara, and Yerushalayim is not bringing the egla rufa, even if it's close to Yerushalayim. Nimsa rosho b'makom echad. Let's say you find the head of the corpse in one place, the gufa b'makom acher, and the body is somewhere else. Molichan arosh eitzel haguf. So you bring the head towards the guf, and that's, I guess, that's where you do the measurements from. We'll see what in the Gemara what it says. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, that's the words of Rabbi Eliezer. Akiva Omer Aguf Eitz LaRosh. No, you have to bring the guf to the head, right? So my item molded him. From which part of the body do you mold? Are you measured? Because if the body's laid across, it depends on where you're measuring. It could be closer. It could be closer to one city to another city. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Mitiburo, you do it from the navel. Rabbi Akiva Omer Mechotmo, from the nose. Rabbi Eliezer Ben Yaakov Omer Mimakom Shnasa Cholo. No, you do it from where, right? We do it from where you typically the wound would be. And here it's in the tzavro. We're talking about decapitation. It's going to be by from the neck. So my time with Rabbi Lezer, why does Rabbi Lezer say that both cities have to bring the Yegla Rufa? My time with Rabbi Lezer, Kasavar Efshalu Tzamtzim. He says the possibility exists to be Mitzamtzim. It's a machlokas in Shas, whether or not we can measure exactly. And he said we can measure exactly. Therefore, if we can measure exactly, we know for a fact that it's exactly between two cities. And also, he says that two people can bring it because it says Krova. It says Krova Lechala, Tvila Krovos. It's Mashbi even more. Whichever city is closest, and since we can measure that two cities are closest, both those cities have to bring the egla rufa. So the nashmi can be cholik on him in two places. You can say you're not efshel tzam same, or you can be cholik on the drasha of krova. All right, the ein Yerushalayim via egla rufa. Yerushalayim cannot bring one. Why? The amar kra, the pasuk says for Yerushalayim, for the pasuk says for egla rufa, v'adama sher Hashem lekecha nosin lechol rishta. That's a Yerusha, place that's a Yerusha. Kasavra Yerushalayim known as kakel shvatim. Yerushalayim does not belong to any shevet. It belongs to Yehuda and Binyamin. They said, no, I have to be Yehuda ben Yamin Galat. They gave it up. It's the national city. It doesn't belong to any city, any shevet. So therefore, there's no Yerusha there. There's no Egla Rufa. Nimsa Rosho b'makom. That's right. You found the head was in one place and the body was in another place. The Tanoim were cholik. Whether you bring the head to the body or the body to the head. The Mai Kamifliki. What are they arguing about? Elam in the Medina Kamifliki. Let's say they're arguing about where you measure from. How many can I say from Ma'ayinu Modi Machadaration Lobim Dinas Kinam? The next line of the Mishnah talks about where you measure from the head, nose, from the navel. So this can't be what they're arguing about here. They must be talking about something else. So I'm Rav Yitzchak, the Meis Mitzvah Kana Mekomo. They're arguing about the concept of Meis Mitzvah is Kana Mekomo. If you find a Meis Mitzvah, he's calling the Mekom, Machlokes, whether he has to be or he can be buried in that spot. So which spot does the Meis Mitzvah Kona? The head, where the head is or where the body is? Right? The Meis Mitzvah Kana Mekomo, the Kovro, talking about burying it. Kana Mekomo. And you bury it by the guf. That's divrei Rabbi Elazar. But Rabbi Akiva Omer aguf eitz larosh. You bring the body to the head, and that's the makom where the meis mitzvah is buried. So, b'mai kamifliki, what are they arguing about? You have to explain this. But Mar Sava Gufri Beduchte Kanafio Reisha Denade. Who says that when you decapitate, the body falls, the head rolls. Umar Sava Reisha Hechel Denafio Nafio. The head falls, the Gufri Derahit Asul. And the body, you know, it spasms and it moves away. That's where. So which case is considered the place where he died? Then the last part of the Mishnah said, May I in. Second, my who molded him. From where did they measure? Rabbi Lezer said from the navel, or Rabbi Kiva said from the nose. But my commitment, what are they arguing about? Marsav ikar chnusav ape. One holds that the ikar of life is from the breath, which is from the nose. And Marsav ikar chuta b'tibur. The ikar chibur is from the navel, from the stomach, from the food. And I guess maybe this Eddie Reichman can have a field day with this Gemara of what's considered the ikar of life. So say lema kihani tanoi. Maybe let's try to say that this machlok is like the machlok, this other machlok is tanoim. Where is the Vlad created? Where is the fetus created? So one Maimon says Meirosho. It says he's created first from the head, because the pasuk says Sekeinu Omer Mimai Ime Ata Gozi. See the word Gozi, and then later on it says Gozi Nizircha Ishlichi, and I shaved the Gozi Nizircha. The Nazir is with the head, with the hair. So you see the word Gozi means the head, and it's here, and it said Mimai Ime Ata Gozi, from my head I grow. But Abasho Omer Mitiburo, no, from the navel Umishaleich Sharsho VeElach, and he says that, and then. Goes in the middle, and then he spreads out. So you say, no, Afilu Tame Abushol, maybe Abushol, no, don't say it's the same Achlokas, you say Abushol also holds like Rabbi Kiva, Adkan Lok Amr Shaul, that the Iker is from the Tibur, that's only El Inyan Tzira, that's a creation. Echim Mitzar Valad, Mimitziyasa Mitzar, that he grows from the middle. Avali Inyan Chiyusa, but when it comes to what's the Iker of Chiyus, right? Inyan Chiyusa, the Kuliyama Va'apehu. Everyone agrees that it comes from the nose, the Ksiv, Pasuk says, Kol Shen Nishmat Ruach Chaim Va'apav. The Ruach Chaim is in the Apav, it's in the nose. Okay, last part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov Omer Mimokum Shenasa Cholol Bitzavaro. He says that you measure from the neck. My time to Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, that dafka from the neck is considered a place where it's considered a cholol. So the Gemara says, because the pasuk says in Yechaskel, Laseis Osach Al Tzavari Chalei Rishoim. Right, because it says it's used the word savar and chalol and cholol in the pasuk. It's from here you see that the tzavar, the neck, is considered the ikur place of the cholol, and that's where, according to Elazar ben Yaakov, that's where you measure.